In today's Gospel, Elizabeth acknowledges Mary as the mother of the Savior. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A couple of years ago, just about this time of year, I was visiting a family that I'd been friendly with over the years. And one of the people there was one of the granddaughters, a little girl named Sarah. Sarah probably was 8, 9 years old. And during the course of the evening, I found myself in the den alone with Sarah. Everybody was out getting the meal ready or doing something. And so Sarah and I ended up in the den together, and we were chatting. And I noticed how she was fascinated by the candles in the windows. So I said to her, I said, "Sarah, what do you like about those candles?" She said, "Well, they're pretty." And she said, "And you know," she said, "everything should be pretty at Christmas. That's why we put candles in the window. Everything should be pretty at Christmas." I said, "Well, that's true." I said, "That's good. But do you think there's another reason why we put candles in the window?" And she looked at me. You know what a little kid can do when they look at you because you're stupid for asking them the question, you know? She looked at me and she said, "Silly. We put candles in the window because Jesus is the light of the world. And we should be the light of the world too. Silly." It's a great answer though. Jesus is the light of the world, and we should be the light of the world too. I wonder when you put candles in your window at Christmas, whether you think of that. That that's the meaning of those candles, the spiritual meaning of those candles. Now, interestingly enough, that was not the original meaning of candles in the window at Christmas. Some of you may know that the origin of putting candles in our windows at this time of year actually comes from the Irish immigrants who moved to this country back in the 1880s and 90s and the first part of the 1900s. And this custom had developed in Ireland during the time when the English had taken control of Ireland and banned all Catholic religious services. You couldn't publicly worship. And priests were arrested and put in prison. So the priests fled into the woods, the forests, and were hiding in caves. And the custom arose at Christmas time that the Irish people would put candles in their windows to identify that home as a Catholic home. So when a priest might, out of the forest or out of a cave, see lights in the window, candles in the window, that meant that was a Catholic home and he was welcome there. The door would be left open. And it was the fervent desire of every Catholic family, they'd pray all year, that a priest might come in at Christmas time and say Mass in their home. Say Mass in their home. Now, of course, The British soldiers, seeing these candles in the windows, wondered what all that meant. And the Irish people couldn't tell them what it was about, so they made up a story. They said, well, we put candles in the window because you never know when Jesus and Mary and Joseph are going to be coming by. And they may want to come in. So we leave our door open and we put candles in the window so they could come in if they want. The British thought that was kind of stupid, but couldn't do any harm, right? But the real reason was something else. Imagine how an Irish family, how their hearts would leap up if they woke up one morning and found a priest there waiting for them in their home to offer Mass. How their spirits, their souls would leap up. It would just be like John the Baptist in today's gospel. In his mother's womb, in the presence of the Lord, he jumps, he leaps in joy. Imagine those Irish people leaping in joy that the Lord was coming into their home. Well, hopefully we understand what the meaning of the lights and the candles are. As Sarah said, for us, the meaning is Christ is the light of the world, and we should be lights in the world as well. Our hearts should leap up because he comes into this world to rescue us. Christ's coming is a rescue mission. Rescue mission from the Father. To come into a world corrupted and to reform it and change it and renew it and glorify it. That's what Christ comes for. To bring light, God's light, into a world that needs it. You know, there's a wonderful Advent song, more modern Advent song, that we don't sing too often during this time of year because the season is so short. It's got a wonderful verse to it, though, that goes like this. Child of ecstasy and sorrow, O Prince of peace and pain, brighten today's world by tomorrow's. Lord Jesus, renew us once again. Lord Jesus, come and reign. The key verse, key line in that verse, brighten today's world by tomorrow's. See, that's the point. Christ is the light of the world because he shows us what tomorrow's world is going to be like. The world that God always intended, the world that God sent him to recommence, to re-begin, to start in motion again, that will be fulfilled at his second coming. Tomorrow's world. And you and I are citizens of that world, tomorrow's world. And everything Christ does while he's here is to show us what tomorrow's world will be like. During this season of Advent, we read oftentimes from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah has a beautiful vision of that world, that tomorrow's world. Remember, he says, the lion will lay down with the lamb. The child will play at the cobra's lair. The leopard will eat hay like the ox. And there will be no ruin on all my holy mountain. What a beautiful vision. No ruin on all my holy mountain. That's tomorrow's world, you see. But Christ shows us that now. Begins to show it, what it's going to be like. Remember when John the Baptist questions him, are you the one who is to come? What does Jesus say? Again, quoting the prophet Isaiah, who foresaw this, he says, the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. So everything I'm doing shows you the world the Father has planned for you. Tomorrow's world. But I'm showing you today, and what he doesn't say right then, but will ultimately show, that in his resurrection, he shows us tomorrow's world. Each of us. We are citizens of tomorrow's world. We're citizens of that country, that holy mountain. No ruin on all my holy mountain. We're citizens of that. now. Won't be fulfilled until whenever. But the point is, we have to live now as citizens of tomorrow's world. The light that Christ brings about tomorrow's world, we have to bring to the world too. As citizens of tomorrow's world, we have to bring that world into the present today. Let me give you a couple of examples of what that looks like. Brighten today's world by tomorrow's. A few years ago, out in the suburb of Hollywood in California, this little 4 or 5 day old baby was found dead and discarded in a trash can. The city took, the little town took the baby and buried it. Nobody knew where it came from, who the parents were. Took the baby and buried it in a potter's plot in the cemetery. And when the eighth grade students of the Catholic school in that town heard about this, they made a decision. See, that baby was buried without a grave marker. They decided the baby should have a grave marker. Now they, for the last 3 or 4 years, they had been saving up, raising money to have an eighth grade class trip to SeaWorld in California. They voted, take all that money, buy a grave marker for that little baby. They did, $500-$600, and they had inscribed on the marker a name they gave to the nameless baby, Angel. Angel, a marker for an abandoned, and a name for an abandoned child. Brighten today's world by tomorrow's. That's what they were doing. Because in tomorrow's world, that would never happen. Will not happen. Brighten today's world by tomorrow's. Second example, 2 or 3 years before she died, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta was pictured in one of the papers in Calcutta with these two young men, probably their early 20s, emaciated, obviously dying. She had her arms around them. And the story was that these two young men were drug addicts. Not only that, they had been stealing, robbing from stores to foster their habit. Not only that, they had contracted AIDS from the needles. So in prison, dying of AIDS, and the authorities decided they didn't want them in prison. Get them out of prison to let them die. So Mother Teresa, hearing about this, took them into one of her homes. And that was the picture of her with her arms around them. And what she did offended a lot of people. Some people wrote to her and said, why should we be concerned with two criminals who are dying from AIDS, who stole to support their habit? Why should we be concerned about them? Mother Teresa replied, because Christ came for them too. Christ came for them too. And they deserve to know they're loved. Brighten today's world by tomorrow's. That's what she was doing. That's what you and I must do too, you see. Jesus says in the gospel, I am the light of the world. But then he turns to his apostles and disciples and says, you are the light of the world. If Christ brings us tomorrow's world, the beginning of tomorrow's world, that's the light he brings, then you and I, as citizens of that world, must bring that same light into the world. We must brighten today's world by tomorrow's. So as we gather here, let's pray. As we stand on the very brink of Christmas, on the very brink of Christ coming with a glimpse of tomorrow's world, let's pray that we might understand we're citizens of that world, And we will strive in all we do, like that eighth grade class, like St. Mother Teresa. We will strive in everything we can to make a reality today, at least in some small way, what will be true forever tomorrow. May God bless you.